This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNay.
Thank you, bitch!
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo! Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, Eva!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did say
scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me!
Show. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Where's Danny?
Danny's not here, or he's turned sideways and we can't see him.
Are you sure?
I know.
Joe, he went to go get you something.
Oh, what?
You're always asking for it.
Oh, nude pictures?
Of himself.
I want the big.
I know.
There you go.
718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. We are live on hamradioshow.com. Of course, we are also live on Facebook Live right there. Where am I? There I am. Right there in the Facebook Live suite. Fully operational. The ham cam up and running. Ready to talk to you. We're the most interactive radio show in the world because we don't bar you from saying anything. You want to call me fat? Want to call Billy old? Want to say Joe's impotent? Stop listing facts. It's okay. Say what you want. We'll talk to you anyway.
Maybe.
Maybe. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. Yeah.
Is it really?
Let me just also get out this disclaimers and everything else that I should just throw out there now. So if you were listening to last week's show, hi, how are you? If you were listening to last week's program, we had a cancellation of a guest. We had Jesse Jane.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the excuse that I got was that she lost her phone.
Oh, fuck you.
That's the excuse I got.
Boy, my dog ate my homework.
Joe's a little angry about it.
Give me a fucking break.
She may have.
I lost my phone?
That was the excuse I got.
Give me a break.
She lost her phone.
I'll lose a fucking
phone. Hey, baby, what's going on? Okay. People in the Facebook Live suite. I'm trying to read, but it's moving. Sorry. So, hi. I just heard it said, hi, Eddie. Billy, what's the name on there? It just flew by.
I don't know. The redhead.
Just right there. It's right above... Gregory, who's in there? We got Gregory, Danielle, Tanya's in there, Alfred,
Andrew,
Mark, Tori, tons of people are in there. Yeah. Anyway, hi. Whoever just said hi to me, say hi again, and I'll say hi back to you. Sorry, I missed it.
Calga Geezer. Who's Calga?
Oh, Calga. Very beautiful. She's from another country.
Oh, she is.
Another world, Eastern Europe.
I thought it said Gasser. And I was there, and
she's a Gasser, too.
What have you been doing to the studio
Gasser.
For the last hour? Was a killer.
Oh, I just keep farting.
Oh, my God.
All right, so maybe this is why Jesse Jane didn't want to come, because I was farting.
I don't blame
her. All right, so she lost her phone, couldn't do the show.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll move forward. Then... I take it upon myself to announce that T.J. Miller is going to be on the show this week.
He has a good excuse.
Yeah.
What's I go with? He's in jail.
Yeah. T.J., well, no, he paid a $100,000 bond.
Oh, he's out?
And they bailed himself out. He's fine.
Oh, was he throwing chairs at a bus?
No, he wasn't throwing chairs at a bus this time. This time he happened to maybe allegedly, we got to say allegedly, calling a bomb threat.
I heard it was totally ossified.
Well, that's the report that we're getting is that T.J. Miller, who was supposed to be on this show tonight, I'm not even joking with you.
Yeah,
he's in Ready Player One, which is out right now. Go to that movie. Support the arts, Bill. Go to the movie that's out now. Deadpool 2 that's coming up. He was on Silicon Valley.
Did he quit
countless...
Silicon Valley or did they fire him?
Well, who knows? Now, these are questions.
That's why we needed this interview.
Well, we would have fucking asked. I would have said, hey, TJ, did you walk away? Supposedly, when you hear him talk about it, he walked away.
Okay.
Right. Okay. But...
That's what they all say.
Yeah. I mean, when we had him here... He probably would have answered the question truthfully, because when we interview,
now we do it.
People are relaxed enough and they actually will, you know, answer us truthfully.
That's right.
They just want to get off the phone as fast as possible.
Well, that too.
That's true.
So sometimes they feel like they're being held hostage.
It's all about how tight you put the duct tape.
Hey, look, if they can bite through it, they're a champ.
Tie them up,
and they deserve.
Well, that's why we paint it with nail polish.
It's always better when you're
Delicious.
Yeah.
Tastier.
But anywho, so T.J. Miller is supposed to be here today. Not obviously going to be on the show. Canceled prior to the arrest that happened. T.J. Miller arrested for allegedly calling in.
What'd you do? Did you drop a dime on him?
No, I didn't call him nothing. I swear to God, I didn't tell anybody about T.J. And what happened? T.J. Miller arrested for allegedly calling in a fake bomb threat.
I'll show you.
The former Silicon Valley star was released on a $100,000 bond. I'll read part of the article. Todd Joseph, T.J. Miller, was taken into custody Monday night. The cancellation, by the way, happened, I believe, Sunday.
Right.
Is when I made it apparent. I went to Facebook, posted the picture because we had the beautiful promotional pic that we were going to put up and say, hey, T.J.'s on the show today, and... blah, 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 yakety schmackety, and guess what? That did not happen.
Yeah,
Monday night, he was arrested and taken into custody. They don't want to really say arrested. He was taken into custody at LaGuardia.
Does that mean they held his hand?
Right here in New York City, by the way, LaGuardia International Airport.
One of the best airports ever.
In the business.
I'm telling you.
The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed the former Silicon Valley star was arrested. In the second paragraph, they say arrested. Was arrested for allegedly, quote, internationally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device on a train traveling to Connecticut, end quote. Okay? According to the press release from the United States Attorney for District of Connecticut, T.J. Miller allegedly made a bomb threat March 18th.
Maybe it was just guess.
Maybe. It's possible.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. According to authorities, the 36-year-old comedian and actor allegedly called 911 and told the dispatch that he was on an Amtrak train traveling from Washington, D.C. towards Penn Station in New York, which, by the way, now he lives in New York City. And a female passenger, quote, has a bomb in her bag. Not even subtle, end quote.
Right.
Bomb in her bag. Now, we do get told to give him a little thing. We do get told if you see something, say something. That
is, ever since
9/11, we're supposed to have our antenna up. And if you think you see something, you say something.
Oh, you think he was legit when he put in
that claim? Well, we don't know. See, the thing is, I can't say that TJ, even though we're bad-mouthing him because he's not on the show today, I can't say that TJ Miller, you know, was ossified. Like, everybody's saying that he was drunk off his ass.
Yeah.
He called in the room. Now, supposedly, he also, by the way, got the information totally wrong. That's what I'm hearing.
But also, we don't know, like, maybe this... This, the one with the alleged bomb or such, she perhaps...
maybe she was.
Maybe she was an 80s chick and she had a big can of hairspray.
And looked like Joan Jett.
And maybe it was like... explodes.
You know, I'm on my way to YouTube. Maybe I'll swing by Google.
It's probably Patty Hearst.
The train Miller identified was stopped in Connecticut at Green's Farm Station in Westport.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Green's Farm.
Yes. All passengers were kicked off and the bomb squad members... searched the area, quote, no evidence of any explosive device or materials were detected, end quote, according to authorities.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Now, quote, oh, my God, I was on the train. This is, by the way, from journalist Allison Stewart was on the stop train.
Yeah.
She tweeted a video of the incident that night and also commented about the story via Twitter on Tuesday. Yesterday. Oh, my God. OMG, actually, Billy. Ready? OMG.
OMG.
Oh.
I was on that train, Stewart wrote. The authorities took the threat very seriously, evacuated everyone into a parking lot at night. It was cold. At least 16 police vehicles, bomb-sniffing dogs. They detained four women for questioning. I can't believe all this because of this guy. Now, it was later discovered that Miller... was on a totally different train.
Oh, sure.
He was on the Acela Express.
Did that train blow up?
I don't know. He was on a totally different train. The attendant on the actor's train stated that he appeared intoxicated upon boarding in Washington. Okay? That he consumed multiple drinks.
A double-crossing cocksucker.
He might be.
That's right.
Consumed multiple drinks on the train, and that he had been removed in New York owning to his intoxication. The attendant also advised that Miller had been involved in hostile exchanges with a woman who was sitting in a different row from him in the first class car. So now
the plot thickens.
Yeah. Just like me after Thanksgiving dinner, the plot thickens.
It certainly does.
Okay. Now,
under all the circumstances, I disagree.
All right, so the case has been investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Well, I call them the FBI.
Of course. The Italians, all of them.
Yes, a joint terrorism task force, Connecticut State Police, Metropolitan Transportation Authority, Police Department, Amtrak, Police Department of West Shore, of Westport Police Department, a whole shitload of people.
There were a lot of people.
Are checking out this story. Now, by
the way. Eddie, you're FBI also.
I am, full-blooded.
That bold and ignorant.
Oh, ha, ha.
Whoa.
I see what he did.
Hey, I got one in there.
You did. Bazinga.
Shut the fuck up, huh?
Thank you. So anyway, to sum up the story, TJ Miller's not going to be on the show today.
I guess not.
Pretty much, I would say no. He's not going to be here.
All right, so now, I'm not going to lie. I was pissed.
Oh, sure.
I was pissed when the cancellation came in because it had nothing to do with, by the way, Helium, which is the comedy club in Philadelphia, who we love, who get us guests from time to time.
That's right.
They are a great comedy club. Go check it out if you're in the Philadelphia area. Helium is the comedy club. Outstanding place to go.
Now, we like them.
We have no problem with them. Nor do we have any problem with the woman, who I'm not going to throw out her name right now, who handles the PR, who was going back and forth with me, and I could show you all the emails if anyone questions the fact that TJ Miller was supposed to be on tonight.
We like her, too.
So,
let's
now...
let's not share that information.
Yeah, I'm not going to give out names. But what I'm saying is to the people that don't think we're telling the truth.
The doubting Thomases?
The doubting Thomases of the world who think that he wasn't supposed to be on. He was supposed to be on tonight. So now, thank you.
Oh, he did.
That's what we say to them.
Yes.
But so now, needless to say, he's not going to be on the program tonight. However, of course, you know, we are professionals. So we have decided to turn this into a game.
Wait. Professional?
Yes.
Us?
Yes. We are professional. Believe it or not,
you hear me
we
giggle?
Are professionals.
You hear me giggle?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, audience. We are professionals, and we decided to turn this into a game. Now, what I mean by that... Pick up the scrum. What I mean by that is that we...
Broke something.
Never check our phone lines anyway. We never screen calls. No. However, no. Tonight, what we're going to do is a little thing that we call phone... free phone frenzy, free phone, free for all, something like that. We'll come up with a name later.
Shut up and call.
Shut up and call is a good name
there
for it.
There you go. I got
Or hashtag who the fuck's on the phone. Mm-hmm. These are all good names. Now, what we're going to do is point out that this is your chance to be famous. This is your chance to get your whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Yeah. You're the guest tonight.
Okay.
That's the whole part of the show. You.
Hey, can I call in?
Anybody. Billy, go to the bathroom. Call in the show. All right? It's 718-577-1389. You can call the show. Talk about whatever you want. If you want to promote something, I don't give a fuck. Our airwaves are yours. You are the guest. Thank you. But also, understand that we're also going to interview you.
Yeah, if you want to sell
because you're the guest, so you're going to be interviewed. So if you don't really want to ask, you know, answer questions, don't think you're going to throw us. We don't give a fuck. We've had people fuck on our phone lines. We've had people throw up on our phone lines.
Blowjobs.
We've had people yell at us on our phone lines.
Yeah.
We've had bosses call and yell. We don't give a fuck.
That's true.
We never screen our phone calls for that reason, so that you guys...
We're not that advanced yet.
Well, besides that... Even if we get to Sirius XM one day and we're doing the show from one of the beautiful studios at Sirius XM, I will never screen the phone calls. Why? Because I want a free-for-all. I want you guys to be heard. Speak your fucking minds.
You know, if you don't want to go to
work. It's talk radio. I just knocked over my sign.
If you don't want to go to work tomorrow, call up. We'll call your boss for you.
We'll do that for you.
No. You want to break up with your girlfriend?
We'll do that for you.
We'll call up, tell her to go fuck herself. We don't care.
Yeah. My phone lines are your phone lines. Our phone lines.
Eddie will do anything.
Are your phone lines. With the exception of 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock specific.
Yes. Pacific, yes.
Specific time.
We do have a guest.
Because we do have a guest now because I went and I was like, hey... We need to have a guest. I think we do. We always need to have a guest.
Very important topic.
So we're going to have, and this is actually, by the way, ironically, normally we have women on and I just tell them that I've masturbated to
them. That's true.
This is the first woman we're having on that I've actually had sex with.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was the sound of my penis. Billy, play my penis one more time if you could, please. There it is.
Yeah.
My penis made that noise
She's got an erection.
Yes, my penis made that noise at the bunny ranch. Okay, at the bunny
curled
ranch.
Up thing.
It made that noise, and it, whatever, I can't do it. I can't do it justice. Penis, make the noise.
After sex.
It fell asleep. I actually had sex with this woman.
Oh, my God.
No, that's what her vagina says. Get it right.
I want the dick.
Billy, would somebody get him some dick for cursing? No, Alice Little from the Bunny Ranch will be on the program. Now, when I had sex with her, she was not at the Bunny Ranch. She was at one of the other ranches. She's moved up in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bunny Ranch is the pinnacle
of the
whore pyramid.
Oh, yes.
Okay? If you're going to get there, you got to get to the tippy top, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she likes to be on top, Bill, because I sure as fuck wasn't on top because I would have killed her.
Because
she's only 4 foot, like, 11 or 4 foot seven or whatever the fuck it is.
That's the right name, Little.
Oh, and that she is. Alice Little will be on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, we're talking about, because there's another story that broke while all the TJ Miller shit was going on, and since I am a friend of, and I feel like almost like a family member of the Bunny Ranch,
yes, you are.
And I'm, you know, of Dennis Hoff particularly, there was a story that broke where there is a lawyer and some kind of group.
Oh, he's a lawyer.
Banding together.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Why would you play the sound effect? Just use your mouth.
No,
yes.
It's easier to find it.
It's on his mental Rolodex.
Oh, Jesus.
That there is a lawyer out there who is going above and beyond trying to silence the... Trying to silence the prostitutes that are involved in legalized prostitution in the Nevada area.
Something with rules and regulations and taxes and everything. And
no, they
safety.
Have that now.
Right. He wants to do away with that.
Well, his thing is that this that prostitution, no matter if it's legalized and it's safer and whatnot, and whatever fucking weird thing he sees from his pedestal up in the air as he looks down upon these women who, quite frankly, go out of their way to make a living. That's all they're doing.
Right.
And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We'll play the news report. We have it. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. These women are not forced to be there. They want to be there.
Quite the contrary.
Yes,
actually,
they want to be there because they're treated like human beings.
They compete.
They're not treated like animals. They don't have to fuck every person that walks in the door. If they feel like there is something wrong or a situation has an issue, they won't do it. Wrong. On top of that, there's security up the yin-yang. Yeah. They get tested medically.
Everything's there is, done the right
everything's
way.
On the up and up. And yet... somebody wants to do away with it.
How dare them?
And that, and to me, that's the crime. That's the actual crime.
Ooh.
Not the crime that you say it is, but the crime of telling people what they can and can't do.
Yeah.
Yes, bring back the $5 crack addict fucking whatever.
Because I guess getting blown in an alleyway is way safer.
Yeah,
you know, catching some kind of fucking weird disease.
That's the problem with the world today. Everybody's trying to tell everybody else how to live.
Go fuck them. Yeah. That's the problem. The problem is everybody wants to just meddle. You're meddling. You just want to be involved.
You're a meddling fool.
Yeah, in somebody's shit where these girls, excuse me, women, because I don't want to get a letter. Why? Because I can't read. These women go out there and they're doing a job, hand and blow. No, they're doing a job.
They enjoy what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, it's not like when you go to work and you hate your job. If they hated their job, I'm sure they wouldn't be there.
Well, let's go to the audio.
We don't have the time.
We don't have the time?
No.
I got to play the audio when I come back now?
Yeah.
How come I can't get anybody to pay me for sex?
Because look at you.
Well, they know better.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, hold
on. I won't take much, couple of dollars.
I got something. Alfred Newman in the Facebook Live suite. Eddie was banned from the Bunny Ranch for carrying a weapon of mass destruction in his pants.
Oh!
Hi-yo!
So you fought it there, too, didn't
you? I can imagine, yeah.
That was a dirty bomb.
I'd keep you out.
Hi-yo.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. When we come back... we'll play the news audio. We'll give you the headlines about the plan to stop prostitution.
How dare they?
And the Ham Radio Show says nay to that because hashtag...
we'll be out of business.
Yes. And hashtag I stand with sex workers.
Yes, sir.
Damn right. We'll be right back after these words. Yay.
Huh. I didn't push the button.
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Radio.
Stand-up philosophy.
What?
Stand-up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, baby. This is Little Steven.
Hey, this is Alex Horsley from Fox's Family Guy.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're listening to Ham Radio. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Scott Tissue that I wish you saw. Side Captain Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, because with the birds I'll share.
Whisper the shed is the lonely hill.
A lonely view? No.
It's a while when I found him now.
I don't know why.
I don't know either. It's the Ham Radio Show live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, we're back.
No, we're not.
Yep. Later on in the program... The beautiful, sexy, I had sex with her, too.
Oh,
Alice Little's going to be on the show. Yes, I know. From the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, she's going to be hanging out with us, talking about their plan and their war to save prostitution, legalized prostitution in the Nevada area. What, Joe?
How many times have you had sex with her mentally in your mind?
I had sex with her today mentally.
Really?
Because I've had sex with her.
I know, it's like...
By the way, let me throw out the number, 718-577-1389. If you want to call, we're doing a free-for-all phone frenzy, or hashtag who the fuck's on the phone. Where you, that's right, you, sitting in the chair, jerking off, you...
Where the fuck are we?
...are the guest today on the show, because TJ Miller allegedly was blowing up trains... Or at least calling in to be a safety patrol to stop people from blowing up trains.
Saving the world
and is not on the program tonight. So you are the guest tonight. If you want to be 718-577-1389. $13.89. No, I had a dude just by talking to her today.
How bad?
I told her. I flat out wrote her and said, "My dick is hard now." Because, dude, that is one of the. Here's the thing, and I'll tell her when she's on the phone later. But I'll say it to you now. No, it was dude. I did not know. The only thing I didn't know. I've told this story on the air where I did not know how small she was. When I went to Dennis's birthday, this was the second time.
Right.
Or was it the first time?
Second time.
Second time when I banged her?
Yeah.
Yes, the second time. Yeah, because I only banged one chick the first time. You are correct, Billy. I'm sorry.
I've heard this story once or twice.
Yeah, you might have. But I didn't. We were talking prior to me going there because I always thought she was very attractive. But her pictures are kind of deceiving where you don't know her height.
Right.
You don't know any.
They put her in a dollhouse, the Barbie townhouse, and took pictures?
Yeah.
So she looked tall?
She looked very tall.
Uh-huh.
Her kitchenette set was so tiny, she looked monstrous.
That's how it works.
Andre the giant size, Billy. She was big.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So I go and I meet her, and now we've been talking, so I've been worked up. I've been jerking off before I went. Like, it's like a whole thing. I've wanted to have sex with this girl for I don't know how long. I meet her at the Bunny Ranch. She starts talking me up, not the other way around. Like, she came up to me. Then next thing I know, I'm in a room with her.
Wow.
And, dude, I'm...
Have a hustle, sweetheart.
Yes, what was that? Billy's sound effect's very low tonight. I don't know why.
Oh, it's called a hustle, sweetheart.
No, it wasn't a hustle. It was not a hustle.
I thought that was Alexa.
I actually went out there and, dude, and I tried to make it last as long as possible. Like, I didn't want to just get in there and fuck like an animal.
Well, yeah.
No, I wanted to do the whole thing. I wanted to make out with her, wanted to kiss her and touch her, undress her.
Ooh.
The whole, like, I wanted to make love to Alice Little. Oh. And I got to, and the whole time. No, I didn't come that quick.
That's awful.
The whole time, I came quick with Kushimita. Fuck, I fucking can't say her name.
Amato.
Not my Sharona. Kushmina Amato.
My scrotum.
Shit. Kushida. I think it's Kushida's Amato was her name. And I came quick with her because she's a porn star. She fucking... Yeah. I was so pent up with her, it was ridiculous. That was one night that we had a shower. She was blowing me in the fucking shower.
Wow.
We got to the bed. She starts doing stuff.
Wow.
Then she gives me the massage. She fucks. I came first. Then she gave me the massage. Oh, God, it was crazy.
Wow.
But with Alice, because that was right after that.
Uh-huh.
It was right after that I fucked Alice. Because I literally went down the road. Went to the other brothel, met up with Dennis. We went to the other brothel, and that's when I met Alice. Alice came up to me and was, blah, 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 took me into the room. And the whole time, the only thing I do remember vividly that's not going to make me look cool, or maybe it is going to make me look cool, I don't know, is that when I was with Alice Little and we were in the throes of passion,
ooh,
Joe,
yeah,
I kept saying to her, I've wanted to do this forever. Like, because, like, literally, I imagined.
Gotta find a woman.
Yeah.
Gotta find a woman.
I imagined way before fucking her. Like, 9 million fucking times. So when I actually got to do it with her.
It's over. It's finished.
No, I swear to God, I didn't come quick. With her, we had a full, started flirting, started taking our clothes, like, I peeled her out of her clothes, she peeled me out of mine, I'm only wearing the boxers, and I got the heart on poking through the fucking box, the whole thing,
wow.
It was like, and so that memory of being with her, because she's such a, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, dude, I've been, even though I have the body like Slimer from the Ghostbusters,
No, he was cute.
Wait, fuck you, Bill. I've been with a lot of chicks. And let me tell you, some get automatically
put...
A
great disappointment to me, as I'm sure it was to you.
Well, some of them get automatically put into the spank bank, and others don't. She went right in the fucking spank bank. Mm-hmm. That's how good she was. Like, instant fucking taneous. Yeah. Boom, right in the spank bank. Because she, like, we made love at one point. We fucking, like, that was the porn star I ate out that I got so much shit about. That porn star, the prostitute. That's the same chick. Because everyone was like, you ate out a prostitute? Oh, my God. What are you, crazy? You're going to catch something. And I was like, fuck it. I had the opportunity, and I had the chance to make sweet, sweet love. To Alice Little. And I took every advantage. I showed her the skills. I went down there, and she actually was happy. Oh. She didn't say, get off me, you fat, sweaty dick. She was happy. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I gave it to her, and I did some oral. Ooh. I showed her my oral expertise.
You're a man among men.
And everything was awesome. Everything was good.
Get the fuck out of my joint.
That's right. That's what she said after, but not during. She was very pleasant during, Bill. Very pleasant. After, she probably, under her breath, can I hear you, fat, sweaty fuck? But she didn't say that to my face. So she wins a point. Now let's go to KOLO, Channel 8, the ABC affiliate.
KOLO.
Who wants to talk about the story? The story is entitled, by the way, The End of Brothels. In Lyon County, L-Y-O-N, Lyon County.
Lyon County.
Yeah, where the Bunny Ranch, plus all of other, well, besides the other ones that Dennis has in, towards the Vegas area.
Right.
Where a lot of them, live and breathe, where they are.
Right. The source.
The source of the greatest weekends of my life. Here's the story about the end of brothels.
Putting an end to prostitution.
One group is working to shut down the brothels in Lyon County, but as Colgate News Now's Bridget Chavez reports, the women who will be directly affected are putting up a fight.
A group of Lyon County activists want to put an end to one of Nevada's oldest professions.
It is never permissible to buy and sell another human being.
This is the lawyer Jason... How do you fucking...
Gildersleeve. I don't know.
Well, he's got the word ass in his last name, so let's just call him Ass.
Call him Hot Ass.
Jason Ass, the lawyer who's...
How about paying the...
Jamasso? I can't see it from here.
I don't know. Something fucking Italian. And this asshole is trying to stop the brothels.
Okay.
All right? He's leaning the charge.
He wants to put people out of work.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Pay attention.
That's a basic tenet of our U.S. Constitution, basic tenet of international human rights.
Jason Ganasso is representing No Little Girl, the group that started the petition to end legalized prostitution in Lyon County. Ganasso says the state suffers because prostitution is legal in some counties.
Our state leads the nation, one of the leading states where a woman's more likely to get raped. It's the second in the country for women being, killed.
All right, Mr. Ass seems like he's pulling these numbers and ideas and thoughts out of his asshole.
He is.
But he may be correct, but...
One has nothing to do with the other.
Where are these events taking place? Is it mostly like...
Right on the Bunny Ranch steps, according to him. That's how he's portraying
it. That's how it seems to be made out. Like, in the concentrated area where you have the tourists go all the time, say, like, Vegas or Reno, where they gamble, get drunk, and... People get dumb and they do stupid things. So
they get young, dumb, and full of cum, and they do
try
act
to
up.
Let go of it.
However, we're dealing with still the way he perceives it, and he's portraying it
right.
To make sure his narrative gets over. Mm-hmm. Is that there is nothing but rapes and murders, and like it's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and everyone's getting fucked and raped and murdered and killed and everything else on the streets. Of Lyon County.
By a male.
Nova Sky and Alice Little work at the Bunny Ranch and say this would be devastating for them.
That, for me personally,
would be a huge step back in terms of my accomplishments.
There's my imaginary girlfriend. Yes.
And where I've gone so far in my life. Being a worker here at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch has allowed my dreams to come true.
It would very much so mean the end of my dreams as well. Before this, despite going to college, despite doing everything I was supposed to.
She has vocal fry? Are you doing the vocal fry?
Just working on it. Just trying to add some sibilance.
Well, that's Nova Sky, you're saying, has vocal fry?
It's just the way it was recorded.
Would
I'm
you just
guessing.
Can you just look at the hot chick and not attack her vocal fry? Maybe just
I don't know, the microphone's
put,
in the way.
Put your fucking, your fiance aside and just say, hey, you would definitely fuck this girl?
No, I don't think I would.
You would not fuck this girl? No. You are a liar, sir.
Where the hell am I going to Vegas?
No. If this girl was here now and you have no fiance, you would not fuck this girl? You are a liar, sir.
I don't think so. I don't think she'd give me the time of day.
That is because Giggles is listening to the program.
That's right.
Yeah.
She brought up a good
point.
He's a very smart man.
She brought up a good point.
Can we all just get together and just call Billy bullshit first?
You can.
Bullshit! What's Giggles' point?
She was saying that nobody's buying human beings or anything like
that. No, we're renting them.
No.
Yes, you are.
The human being is selling a service.
Yes.
So you're paying for a service, not the person that goes with the service.
And Nick also already, Nick, our CUNT, Canadian Unified Network Technician, stole my line.
What did he say?
Because the prostitution is the only thing you sell, and then you have it to sell again later.
Right.
You don't get to sell a car, get the money for the car, and get to drive off in the car.
You can in some places.
No, you can't.
Sure you
can. That's called fucking Grand Theft Auto.
That's besides the
point. Okay, that is not what we're talking about. Back to Nova Sky.
My career doesn't pay.
The group needs 3,355 signatures to get the referendum on the ballot in November. Little says they won't go quietly.
First off, we're going to fight tooth and nail. This is not going to stand on the very, very...
She said tooth and nail, not cats and dogs, you fuck. Shut up.
Unlikelihood that should the brothels close, we're not going anywhere. You will see me at that front door with a protest sign until it's open again.
Still, Ganasso believes it's a change that needs to happen.
And I would tell those women that they are worth far more than what a man is willing to pay them to have sex.
That's why the place has ATMs!
Yeah.
Not just ass to mouth, I'm talking about real ATMs!
So what he's saying is they should raise their price.
Exactly! I understand. He wants them to give coupons.
That they have far more potential, far more value than their bodies have to offer.
Bridget Chavez, Colo 8 News Now.
Oh, good for you. To me, the idea, the premise that this guy is coming from is beyond stupid.
Yeah.
It's just beyond stupid.
A stupid man.
We are renting with the option to buy. We are renting. All right, and on top of everything else, like I said before, and I will say again, and when she comes back on the show, when Alice is on the show, the fact is, these girls are not held by gunpoint. This is not a sex trafficking bullshit. This is not a sex crime. This is not anything other than beautiful women. Even ones with vocal fry that Billy won't fuck because his fiance listens to the program.
Crazy, man.
Okay?
I think he's in trouble, Billy.
No, he's not. No. He's probably not because he went full white knight and was like, you assholes would fuck her. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I'm Billy.
I wouldn't have a chance.
Yes, you would.
She wouldn't pay attention to
she
me.
She would totally pay attention to you. Stop fucking making yourself out to be a fucking hero.
You're talking about, Billy. You got a couple of $100 in your pocket. You
damn right.
If I got a couple of $100 in my pocket, I'm doing good.
You could do way better. Look. Anyway. The fact that... That's right, kids. He should get fucked. But the fact is, at the end of the day, no one has a gun to these girls' heads. No one is saying... Fuck this guy right now. No one's doing that. And on top of everything else, these girls are fucking clean because they're seen every week by a doctor. Mm-hmm. Every week.
Right. Dr. Diddy Boombots.
No, real doctors. Real fucking medical screenings. Yeah, stop trying to be funny. You're not. Real fucking medical screenings, the whole nine yards. Okay? And on top of everything else...
Don't talk bad about any girlfriend.
Their health... No, no, because we're trying to fucking actually make a point that you're doing the Vinny Bubac bullshit.
On the top of your head.
Yeah, you're not funny. Be quiet. The fact is...
That'll cover that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's not like a fucking keep your pimp hand strong kind of fucking girl.
Which, if you... like,
which are way worse. Right. And that's what this guy technically wants him to do it in secret and quiet and shit.
Which, that towards the end of the little the promo piece... They actually showed, like, a book about pimping and
well,
stuff.
Well, that's... No, that's Dennis's book.
All right, but they show you these things, and, like, people go pimp, and they think, like, all those portrayed things from the 70s on TV, where it was, oh, bitch, boom.
Yes, I've never seen Dennis Hoff wear a velour suit with a big hat with a feather in it.
No.
I've never seen that.
But
all right,
sure
it has not happened. No, but it has not happened. He is not a pimp where he doesn't beat the women when they do something wrong.
And he's not filling them full of drugs
and
sending them out.
Yeah, he's literally, you have a place where you, yes, you pay to live. The girls pay to be there. They pay for their medical. They pay for, you know, it's not, he's not forcing them to do anything. Whereas with a real pimp, you are forced to fuck.
What I remember.
Guys like Joe. They come over to the car and go, hey, how much for a handy?
I remember when we had him on Dennis Hoff a while ago, a long time ago. He was saying he actually seems to like try to discourage them from the business to begin with.
Yeah.
You know,
you
have
to, you have to know
what's going to happen.
You
got to
know you
want
to actually be there. That's the thing. You got to know you have to, you want to actually do this job.
Yeah. It's not where it's like Jodie Foster in
The Accused.
No.
Little Man Tate?
No, 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 no. In, like, Taxi Driver. You know, it's nothing like that.
That's true. It's
there's,
not
there's
like
a big difference between that and what they're doing.
I was shocked when I went there. I was shocked of how much of a, like, giant family it is. Like everybody, look. There's of course, there's cat fighting between some of the broads and all that stuff, but there's that's expected when you have women living under one roof.
You have a large contingency of any people. It doesn't matter, women, male. There will be fights.
Yeah, but what I was surprised about more than anything was
they let you in.
Besides that, I was shocked at that. That's not surprised. I was surprised by the fact that just how clean it was.
Right.
Like, I expected way... And look, that might be... That's the perception. That's maybe the perception of this lawyer with ass in his name. That it's dirty and it's vile and these women are mistreated. And it couldn't be anything fucking further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite.
I mean, this sounds...
It's like a parallel universe when you're in this fucking place.
It sounds silly, but he should actually go there.
The lawyer should go there.
Like, he should actually go there, like, and experience what happens,
maybe,
how it is.
Maybe he went there and was turned down.
Maybe.
And now he's full of resentment and anger. Because maybe he wanted to do something that the girls didn't want to do.
Right.
And he didn't feel, you know, that he was... loved enough.
Yeah.
And he didn't get the goods, so to speak.
It's possible.
And he was, maybe this is rage. I mean, there is no, it does sound to me that he's using the religion-based argument.
Well, that's always
that seems to be the ground in which he's walking on. I mean, Joe's all quiet now because I told him that he wasn't funny. Now he's all quiet. But Joe, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
There you go.
Smart. Joe, what do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
What do I want?
Did you honestly just wake up and not listen to the conversation?
I'm sorry, I was cruising something on the internet.
Oh, you were cruising?
Yeah, you know, something and
you looking for Al Pacino?
Yeah. You were at a truck stop? What were you doing?
No, I was looking at something on the internet.
What were you looking at on the internet?
Bruce Willis videos.
What was more important than the conversation me and Billy were actually having?
Oh, you were going on about this conversation for the last 40 minutes, so yes. I sort of like zoned out here.
It was good. People are listening and chiming in.
I zoned. So
it was a good thing.
No, I was looking at Mark Zuckerberg. I was trying to get some info on, you know, I think we talk about that later, but, you know.
What, okay. The social nitwit, Zuckerberg. As they're referring to him as?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call him a nitwit.
I'm saying as they are referring to him as?
Yeah, well, you know.
Turn your hearing aid up. You'll hear me.
What?
See, Zuckerberg is groveling right now in D.C. He's now speaking in front of the congressman.
He's kissing ass, yeah.
Yeah, well.
He's kissing ass a little bit.
He's doing the Al Pacino from Godfather.
He's very...
yes, Senator.
He's very evasive about his...
No, Senator.
You know...
Well, he did go to...
I am not connected to organized crime, Mr. Senator.
Not me. My family, but not me.
Well, I don't think anything he did is criminal, but it's sort of like, you know...
it's not nice when you sell my fucking information.
Yeah, I know, but there was no 80? Actual...
What?
It wasn't so much that they were selling the information, it was more
that's exactly what
they let them
the
in.
Yeah,
they were selling the information.
The fact that they allowed them to go in
right,
and do
there
it.
You go, yeah.
By being a party, too, you are selling the information, though.
Well, it's interpretation.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Yeah.
No, we're not. If you open the door...
this is
if you open the door to let the fucking burglar in, Joe, you're still an accessory.
Well, what I got against this
right?
whole thing is because it's leading up to censorship, you know, and
yeah, but Joe has this whole thing.
I hate censorship.
Wait,
really
do we have time for this? Because Joe has a theory.
No, I think so, no.
We actually
we have no thing. We have no time to hear Joe's theory.
Hey, can you squeeze this out?
No, probably not.
Minute?
Joe, explain your theory in a minute.
Well, quickly, I think that they're sort of this is a preemptive strike against not so much Zuckerberg, but what Zuckerberg stands for and his power of the media. He's a billionaire with a lot of money. And a lot of power because, let's face it, what's he got, 3 billion people on his site or something like that?
More than that.
It's incredible, the amount of people that is.
So to answer your question, no, he couldn't get it out in a minute.
No.
Well, yeah.
And the censoring they do already is horrible enough. So.
Yeah, so they're looking to censor this guy, bring him down, take him down a couple of notches before he gets so powerful he starts buying presidents like they bought Trump.
I disagree, but Joe. Me and Joe always disagree.
Well, no, it's a question of I don't like censorship. Period. But I sometimes
censorship. Do I? I don't like it.
No, I know. But sometimes censorship is necessary. Not so much censorship.
It is never necessary.
Regulation is necessary.
Regulation is different than censorship.
Yeah, you're right.
Censorship is I don't like this show, and then they fucking take it off the air.
Yeah,
that's censorship.
Regulation.
Regulation is you can only do this and that and this.
Regulation is let's face it. There's some wacky things going on here on Facebook. You don't know what's right, what's wrong.
I love it all.
The thing is, you're supposed to be able to think for yourself. You're supposed to be smart enough to think for yourself.
Man, you know, yeah.
In the real world,
it's not that way, you know.
Hey, I was thrown into Facebook jail for boobies.
There you go.
Boobies, ladies boobies. And gentlemen, boobies.
We've been bad.
Boobies. How dare you, Mark?
So, you know, this is just the opening salvo in this whole internet regulation thing. And it's going to really, you know, and Google and Twitter and all these others
everything's
are
all gonna
watching very carefully.
In and become part of it all.
That's right.
But I still don't.
And pretty soon it's going to be government control of the internet.
I still
that's
don't,
what they've wanted.
But that's what they wanted. But I still don't think they're going to be able to get their hands on it. I'm sorry. Because the internet has been the Wild Wild West since day fucking one.
Absolutely.
Right.
And to be able to control that much information, they're not going to be able to.
You know,
they're not going to, there's no way, the FCC is not going to be able to regulate it. It's not possible.
They can probably find a way to screw it up.
They'll screw it up.
Yeah.
They'll definitely try to screw it up because they do that all the time.
State-sponsored media.
Yeah.
So you're only going to get what they want you to get.
Yes. But this is not, look, if you really want to,
I told you,
if you really want to fucking see what really is possible, you want to talk censorship, you want to talk regulations and everything, watch the documentary, fuck Korea and China, let me tell you what the fuck it does, let me finish. Watch the fucking documentary, Tickling Giants. Do yourself
balls.
A favor.
Is it on Netflix?
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
No, I think it's on a cable, so I think it's on Stars.
On Stars? Okay.
So watch, I think it's on Stars On Demand. It's either on Stars or Showtime On Demand, Joe.
Okay.
I don't know what channel. I'm telling you right now, Do yourself a favor. It's about the guy. It's about the Arab John Stewart. His name right now escapes me.
The Arab John Stewart?
Yes, I'm telling you. The Arab John Stewart. They did a show just like The Daily Show.
Okay.
Over in their country, in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it literally almost cost him his life.
I think
that he left the country because they tried to fuck with him so much.
I remember hearing
he almost
about
got killed.
This.
His family got killed, and his by the end of the documentary, you find out his father died in a car accident.
Yeah,
and his brother is still on the run for his life.
Doctor Basim,
there you go. That's his name, Basim.
He left his job as a heart surgeon.
Yes.
And
became like pretty. He's a comedian, and he's ridiculously fucking talented. He's going to be in the New York area coming up too. I'm going to try to get him on the show because
a funny heart surgeon.
No, he. I'm telling you, he. The show. Even though when you watch the documentary, obviously 90% of the show is in another. It's in Arabic,
right?
But the
you put the translation
when
on.
They show you this. Yeah, they put the translation, and they did an amazing job. You got it's called Tickling Giants. You want to talk about censorship? You want to talk about what could be?
Yeah.
When somebody takes away your freedoms.
That's what this is all about.
But the difference is we live in America. We have different standards. Let's just call a spade a spade. We'll be quiet about it now because we got to go to break, Joe.
Okay.
But let's just agree to disagree. But if you want to see what could really happen, Tickling Giants, find the fucking movie. I don't care how you do it.
I don't think we disagree on this, really. I don't think we do.
Well, I think we always disagree, and then we fight, and then you kick us out of the studio. It's not a good thing. So let's just agree to disagree. 718-577-1389. And let's just go to break, and then we'll get Alice Little on, and everyone will be happy again.
Okay.
Sure.
And then we'll tickle my giant penis.
Reman, I can't
speak. You can't even speak.
I can't know.
Excellent.
Good job.
Reminisce about your sex life.
Yes.
Shall I push the button on this ham radio show?
In a second. It's the Ham Radio Show right now. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these. Words.
Loud. Fat. Rude. Crude. And tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
Bye.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter,
twitter.com/hamradioshow.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Bad song. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Let's see if we can actually get somebody on the phone. Alice Little.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful Alice Little.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hey! She called somebody and she picked up the phone. Yeah.
On the first ring, Uncle.
God bless.
And she knew how big you were. She said it twice.
Yeah,
wow.
She did.
Hello. Okay.
Well, she's seen me naked, so she does know how big I am.
Oh, my God. What a horror.
I know.
Oh.
I feel bad for her.
I do.
Alice, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, outstanding. To hear your sweet voice on my airwaves, I am enthralled right now, baby. Enthralled. And half engorged.
Yes. Half the table's raised.
Yep.
I can tell
nice.
You.
I got a boner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Oh, man. So Alice Little's calling us from the Bunny Ranch in beautiful, we just learned, Lyon County, in Nevada. And we played the news report that they're trying to get rid of brothels. And we're having this discussion, and I can't understand... Why the fuck would anyone want to get rid of the Bunny Ranch? Can you explain?
I have no idea. It blew my mind. The first time I heard about this group, I'll be honest, I thought it was a joke. Like, the Bunny Ranch has been in Nevada since, God, I mean, yeah. Shoot, forever and a day. It's a staple, it's a part of society, and it's certainly not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
But there, I know that you, because even in the news piece, you said that you have no inkling that this thing is actually going to pass, or they're going to get enough signatures or whatever, and you guys are going to fight tooth and nail, and there's no way in hell that the Bunny Ranch is going to close. But these guys seem, I mean, this lawyer asshole who has the word ass in his name, you see, we're like 4-year-olds, has the word ass in his name. Wants to go out of his way to shut down the Bunny Ranch and any form of legalized prostitution, which doesn't make sense because his case is that they're buying and selling women, which I said you're not buying and selling women, you're renting with the option to buy.
Okay.
Because I have had the luxury and the privilege have had made sweet, passionate love to one Alice Little. And let me tell you, we're not together, so I didn't buy that pussy.
That's for sure.
I rented that pussy, and it was outstanding.
What's your understanding?
And I would love to do it again one day, but the fact of the matter is, I did not buy the pussy. So how was she bought and paid for?
There you go.
If right there, she's, you know... She's not my property. I didn't buy her. So his case does not hold water. It doesn't make any sense.
It's so funny. It's like, thank you. I agree. Sex trafficking is absolutely problematic. And it's an issue that deserves a lot of attention.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're looking in the wrong place because Trafficking isn't here at the ranches. This isn't where sex trafficking is happening. I mean, does it exist? Absolutely. Yeah. Sex trafficking is very real and it's very problematic. But at the same time, it's not happening at the brothels.
Right.
When you go to their website, the statistics that they're citing all has to do with illegal prostitution. Mm-hmm. The key word here at the Bunny Ranch is that it's legal. It's regulated. There's laws and legislation, in fact, quite a lot of laws and legislation that dictate how are we able to do our business. And we follow that letter of that law.
Yeah, I have talked to Dennis numerous times. I'm glad I am honored to even call him a friend of both myself and of this show. And Dennis has explained to me all the stuff. Like, and I, let me reiterate, maybe like a fifth of all the stuff that they have to do, like where they get, where you guys get medically cleared every week, where the girls are
every single week.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we're glad to do that.
Yeah.
That's what we're happy about. All of that law and that legislation, please, we want that because that's what makes this legal and that's what keeps us safe. We are so happy to work at the Bunny Ranch because of those conditions. And so to the people who, by the way, won't even talk to us, by the way, we invited them out to come and talk to the women and see if maybe we could change their minds, but they won't even have a conversation with us. They're saying that, oh, no, we won't talk to the victims in this scenario. We're not interested in what the victims have to say.
So you guys all
I'm not a victim.
Yeah, I've never in my life, while being at the Bunny Ranch, saw Dennis Hoff order any woman around. He asks them, like, hey, what are you doing later? Hey, how's this going on? Hey, what's going on, baby? And they, you know, they call him Daddy D, and it's a whole freaking thing. And they have a great gay old time, Bill. At the Bunny Ranch. So I can't, like, these, and the fact that they don't want to talk to Alice Little and any of the other girls, the victims, as they want to say.
Come up and see what's going on.
Because they just want to show their narrative. They just want to say, look, they're victims.
Right.
They're being held in little cages.
Oh, I think it's something else. I think that the lawyer is afraid to talk to me because he knows that in a debate, face to face, I'm going to win.
No, absolutely.
Because the reality here is that we're in the right. We're following the law as we have always followed the law. The statistics are in our favor, not the favor of this very, very confused organization.
And like I would think if they do say somehow they make this go through and they get rid of the legalized prostitution.
Yeah.
Now, all these illegal sex trafficking places.
That goes up.
That's going to increase.
Yeah.
Because there's a demand for what you guys do.
Absolutely. It won't stop it.
So this guy's technically like promoting rape.
Right. that he's going to increase the numbers that he was quoting in his piece, quite possibly. And it just seems like it's easier to go after something you can see than what you have to actually search for.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the reality is the biggest danger to legal prostitution right now is that man and his group. That's the biggest threat that we face right now. Him and the people who would speak for us but would refuse to speak to us. What real organization that truly wants to help women would refuse to speak to them? That's the thing that really confuses me here. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's a very illogical argument.
The only sense that it makes is that he wants to explain his own narrative and display his own narrative and paint a picture out without doing any fact-checking, without pulling any material that's actual facts and figures out. He wants to just paint the picture saying that Alice Little and women like Alice Little are held at gunpoint at the Bunny Ranch, you know, compound.
They're made to do
and they're made to suck dick for a living. And this is what they do. And if they don't do that, and if they also don't make Nikes in the sweatshop, they're going to get fucking beat. And you know, I've seen Alice whip a few people, but it was out of love. It's out of love.
It's so funny. Like, Like, the fact that this guy's like, oh, these women are being exploited. Okay, hold up. I'm pretty sure that my pony lives at the bunny ranch. Like, I have an actual pet pony that lives at the bunny ranch. Does that sound like something that someone who is exploited would be saying?
Yes, because
that their pet pony.
They bought you a pony to shut you up. You're a victim.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what they did. They're like, look, buy her a pony. Shut her up. She's a victim. Sell that pussy. Yeah. Get her a pony.
But
fuck
who's,
her.
But who's paying for the carrots and sugar cubes?
Me and other guys like me who go out there. Well, I would like to do the salt lick on her. Let me tell you that. and I have, I'm trying to focus on the story and I'm having flashbacks. I'm having like a Vietnam flashback, Joe.
Ooh.
Of the night that I actually was with Alice.
Agent Orange.
And with her on the phone sounding like a sexy lawyer. And then having a flashback, I'm getting.
It's a whole new fantasy.
Oh,
huh?
God. Now I'm going to imagine Alice. When I'm jerking off Dallas, I'm going to imagine her in like a legal blouse, a little pencil skirt.
It's going to be like a
business suit.
Like a business suit.
And she's going to
come in and she's all angry because she fought with the asshole guy, the lawyer with ass in his name.
Yeah.
And she's going to be all angry and she goes, I just got done petting my pony and that didn't even make me happy.
There you go.
And then I go, well, maybe if we fuck. And then she's going to go, I guess. Maybe.
Oh, if I have to.
If I have to. Wow, you're a lot smaller than the pony's dick.
Funny.
Yes.
Sure.
Come and get it.
And let me tell you also, the one thing I loved about Alice, Alice Little, by the way, calling from the Bunny Ranch right now, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, the world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Is it true you're only 4 foot?
Was going to be the discussion. How tall are you exactly, Alice?
4 foot. 8. I am the tiniest legal sex worker in Nevada.
Wow.
Now, see, right there, that's a reason to go.
You're not kidding.
You can go see a giant ball of yarn, or you can see the tiniest sex worker in all of Nevada.
I'm telling you.
God damn it.
I think you'll find out on ham radio.
She can ride a horse.
And she can ride a horse, which is a pony. Because she's small, so it's got to be a little pony.
He is a little pony. Yeah. He really is. Like, he's a tiny little pony. He's totally, like, my size.
It's actually a basset hound. They just didn't tell her.
It's not a real pony.
Yeah, it's not a real pony. Dennis was like, just tell her it's a fucking pony.
Yeah,
I don't care. No, see, the reason why I bring it up is because my penis, Joe, finally looked huge.
Oh, really?
Because she's so small.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
If she was a full-sized, giant woman, my dick looks small as it is. I don't need help.
All right. Yeah.
That's another reason to go see Alice.
Well, that'll do it, yeah.
She's going to make things look better.
You'll be more of a man.
Oh, God. I said it before, and I'll say it right to your face. Well, over the phone, at least, to Alice Little.
Okay.
No, because I was telling the boys before.
Yeah.
You are burned into my spank bank.
He was telling us at length.
I'm telling you. Length and width.
Yeah, and girth, yes.
And girth. Yeah. No, you are burning. I'm telling you, if I can somehow do an Alice Little commercial, if you are going to the Bunny Ranch, gentlemen,
yes,
and you have your pick of the litter, when they all come out and do the lineup, okay, let me tell you right now, pick Alice. All right?
Yeah.
You have other options. You can pick whatever what your little heart desires.
Well, you're going to be in Vegas in a couple of months. So
I am going to be in Vegas in a couple of months. Yeah. I'll be in Vegas, when the hell am I in Vegas? August 19th?
Soon enough.
I'm doing the stripper awards. Come by. Bring Dennis.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have a giant party.
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
See, we're going to be at the Hard Rock, August 19th to the 22nd. So come by.
Heck yeah, send me the details for sure.
Fuck yeah, we're going to have Alice Little, some
absolutely,
strippers,
yeah.
Dennis Hoff. Ron Jeremy's going to bring his big cock out there and fuck up everything for everybody else. God damn it.
If he can stay awake.
Well, yeah, he'll probably fall asleep, but that's not the point.
Yes, sponsored by religious...
Bring your pony!
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be
a good time for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Heck yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for clearing up this whole debacle with the lawyer who wants to get rid of legal prostitution in the Lyon County area of Nevada. And
he sounds like a very sad, sad guy.
He is.
Yeah, you know.
I say, fuck that guy. And not in a good way. Uh-huh. And then on top of everything, I want to also thank you for having sex with me. It was quite enjoyable.
Aw, you're so welcome.
I am. Thank you very much. Yes. I did coo like a baby.
I bet you did.
I did. I told you. I was telling I was telling the guys that literally the whole time that we were making sweet love, that I literally was just, the thing I kept mumbling was, I've been waiting for this forever. Because we had talked prior to, and she got me all revved up prior, and then this 4'8" beautiful woman walks up to me, and I'm not expecting a 4'8" beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. I was, 'cause when you take pictures, there is no concept of how tall you are, Alice. There is none.
Nope, not at all.
Not, you don't have any, the foggiest fucking clue.
That's a sign of a good
photographer. That's a great photographer and a great subject, because if that's, I mean, first off, did you see the picture I put up of you, Alice? On
Oh, yeah.
How great does your ass look in that picture?
Oh, yeah.
How phenomenal does your ass, now does that look, Billy, does that look 4'8"?
No.
That looks 6'11".
Yeah.
That's a beautiful ass. Look at that ass.
You have to photograph an extra ruler.
Yes. I don't want to put anything next to a ruler.
Okay.
Please.
No, we don't. Nah. No.
If you measure for my colon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you can do. But yes, I will. Hopefully we will meet again, Alice. My love, my imaginary girlfriend from the Bunny Ranch. Hopefully we will meet again. And I.
For sure.
And I also want this guy, with the lawyer with ass in his name, to trip and fall down the Grand Canyon. That's what I want.
Yes.
I hope he finds some happiness in his life, so this way he doesn't feel the need to take happiness away from others.
There you go, man.
That, and I hope he gets caught in some kind of weird sex scandal with boys.
Oh, that would be fun.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye, Alice.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Bye. Alice Little, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You don't want to do that.
Yes, I want him. I want little boys.
Let him like, if he's going to go chase an ass, let it be a donkey in the Grand
Canyon. No, I want something. No, I want something where he would, like, he.
The Boy Scout leader.
The news report comes over, and that's when the lawyer with ass in his name was seen cutting holes in the boy's shower area and putting his penis through the hole.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Stop.
Because only then, William. Will the truth come out? Because guys like this.
It's got a mole on it.
Yes. And look at this tannywhacker. The guys like this asshole.
Yeah.
This lawyer with the word ass in his name.
Yeah.
Guys like him are always the bad ones.
Yeah. You know, isn't this the
They're
truth?
Always the bad ones.
You always find something. These, like, preachers and,
yeah.
and people telling you not to do it. They do it more than anybody else. It's like they want to save it for themselves. You can't have it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Alice hung up really fast when I said. And then the boys get molested.
Yeah, well, that's a bad
what?
Thing.
I'm saying it for me. I'm not saying Alice doesn't have to fucking agree with it. Right, I'm saying from me, I did that because it's going to be something like that, Billy.
Yeah,
like the preacher that comes out, I have sinned.
Done bad, yeah.
Like Baker, when he came out, was crying his balls off.
Yeah.
No, that was Swagger.
That was Swagger?
Swagger, yeah. Baker went under the table in a fetal position.
Which is the one, wait, who was the one fucking Horn?
I have seen that's
who fucked Jessica Horn?
Jessica Horn wasn't that Clinton?
No, Jessica Horn was either. I think
That was Baker.
Well, it was Baker because Tammy Faye Baker was the.
Yeah, she cried and her makeup ran and
Yeah.
Jimmy Swaggart was the. I have sinned.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
Lord.
And I keep renting out all my stuff to people to go on sex trips with. What?
Hmm? Yeah. So
allegedly,
Nick. By the way, in the Facebook Live suite, you just know he's going to do something contradictory.
Of course.
You just know it.
You would think.
And I like that you use contradictory because it has the word dick in it.
Contradictory.
And that, my friend, Nick, you are up in your game. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
Me and Billy were crying and hoping to God that they don't close the Bunny Ranch down because then Nick's never going to get fucked.
That's right.
So we got to make sure we can get Nick to the Bunny Ranch.
Well, Nick, if you
maybe they'll have a going out of business sale.
Nick, if you keep using...
big words like that and you stay in college, Dad, you might just do some good.
Go out of business there. I like that one.
We're having to go in that business there. All clothes must go.
That's right.
Don't everything's half off. Can I pick which half? Yes. Yes, you can.
You're in the upper half or the lower half. Either one. It doesn't matter.
Nick, by the way, have you?
Have you?
At least seen a pair of tits in your life that weren't on a TV screen? Yep, I want to ask. Because if he has, then he had the potential to, and not in a strip club. I'm talking about somewhere like maybe even at a family function. I don't care. Have you seen a pair of tits?
Have you gone to the red light district?
Nick is saying no, and he's angry at it because he put capital letters. No. We got to get Nick laid. We have to get at least a... Nick, have you ever gotten a hand job? How about that?
Not by yourself.
Yeah. Not a hand job that you were the hand. Not that. Let's see. Let's go to the wall and see if Nick is answering. Nick, just so it's clear, no.
Okay. Poor guy. No. Use a lot of lotion and don't slip and break your hand on a sink.
Nick, can I tell you the wonders of lube?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm a convert.
Tell you something else, Nick. Nobody does it better than yourself.
Nobody
can give a hand job better than you. Have you ever gotten a hand job better than when you give yourself a...
No.
No, you can't. You just can't. It's impossible.
You know what I hate?
You know what you want.
You know what I hate? Yeah. I know me.
Yeah.
What I hate is when a girl gets you all revved up.
Yeah.
All revved up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so excited.
And then she asks for more money?
Yes. Yeah. And then you say, look, it's on the table. Be quiet and do your job.
Take what I give you.
No, when you're all revved up and the girl just doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she doesn't know, like, she's sucking wrong, her hand's going, she looks like she's fucking, landing an airplane.
They're biting you.
She's doing all this weird shit. Just fucking use your hand in an up and down motion. How hard is this? I do it all the time. Yeah. How the fuck can't you figure it out?
Well, sometimes you have to give instructions, Edward.
It's an up and down motion. You've never seen a porn in your life?
Well, no, but you
there
know,
are many that haven't.
Yeah.
You cannot, there are... I would be shocked in this day and age with the internet, since we were talking about the FCC
everybody's
and Zuckerberg and all that other shit in the
everybody's
world.
At least stumbled across
you have
something
seen
once.
A porn in your life.
Right. You would think.
Okay? Nick has a whole collection.
Yeah, much like
he's
yours.
Got laser discs. He's got it all. Thumb drives.
There you go.
He's got those Swedish erotica movies.
He's
the
got
70s.
The flapper girls on the crank, and they move. It's like a slideshow. And he's watching. Oh, there's her ankle. That's
guys
what
are
he
wearing
has.
Socks in those movies.
Uh-huh.
Right in their knickers.
Yeah.
You see the girl in her knickers. What did Giggle say? How can one mess up a BJ? I have time. Let's discuss.
Oh, braces.
How can one mess up a BJ? Number one, braces. You are correct, William. That is, or AKA, the cheese grater.
Well, that and the Black & Decker pecker wrecker.
Yes. No, or that girls don't seem to grasp. There are some girls out there that don't seem to grasp the concept of doing two things at once. You're sucking.
You have to shut up.
Yeah. Okay, three things at once. You're sucking, and you're moving your hand. Okay? That's why I prefer, and I've discussed this, if I have to get a blowjob, because I prefer a hand job. We've discussed this. But I don't want the same, like, I want a blowjob, no hands. That sounds like that. I want a blowjob, no hands. Just your mouth. Use your fucking mouth. And suck my dick. That's what you're supposed to be doing now. Because some girls can't figure out. They think they're playing a fucking slide trombone. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And my fucking dick is small, so it's like a kazoo.
Yeah.
Don't fucking just... They fucking pull the fucking dick out of your scrotum.
Well, there is
it's
a technique.
Not good.
There is a technique.
There's a technique.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Some girls need to learn it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All girls. All you women out there. By the way, 718. Yeah. 718-577-1389. The women out there who bitch and moan. No. The ones that bitch. We're not taking a break right this very second because I have one statement to make.
Okay.
The ones that bitch and moan about how many pussy wrong and our oral lacking skills. I've never had this discussion, but I know Billy has.
Yes.
And when they go out there and they bitch and moan about men eating puss,
yeah.
Women, you guys don't all suck cock well, okay? You don't.
Many of them do that for a purpose.
Yes, some of them do it so when we go, we don't need a blowjob. And they go right to the sex because you think we're dumb. And yes, to a certain extent, we are dumb.
It probably works both ways, you know, like when guys are eating pussy, if they don't do it right, a woman is not satisfied right. It's the same thing. Everybody needs a technique.
Yes, but my point being
yeah.
is that you guys, there are a lot of women who think they're amazing at it. They think they're the bee's knees.
Well, guys are that way,
the
too.
The bee's knees.
We all think we're great, and then the woman's going, is that it?
Dude, I haven't, look, I know for a fact that I eat pussy second to none.
You see? Is,
I know
what
for
I mean?
A fact. But no, I have been complimented by multitudes of women.
Ooh.
Okay? Multitudes. Different women. They all can't have the same story. Okay, like,
yeah.
They all can't go, just tell him he's good at it and move on. Ooh. No, I'm telling you, I do that well.
Quietly if we tell him
yeah.
this.
No, I don't leave, I stay. Yeah, because if you tell me I do it good, Billy, I stay around. If you tell me I suck at it, I'll leave. So if you're telling me I'm good at it, I'm going to be there for a while.
Oh, the poor girl.
Yeah, exactly. My whole thing is that that's what it is. You have to discuss. Billy, Joe's absolutely right, and it pains me to say that Joe's absolutely right.
Yeah.
But
wait. What was that?
Joe's absolutely right.
Yeah, what time is it?
7:25.
Okay.
That'll be a drop. All right. We got to take a break anyway. 718-577-1389. It's about communication. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
The bee's knees. Wait, hold on. Giggles. I have no idea if I am the bee's knees. Or not. I just figured it's not rocket science. But she's, see, it is
we
rocket
don't
science.
Too much stuff to a
rocket. It's a flesh
fly.
Rocket.
She's right.
Figure it out. Is all I'm saying. Can you just figure it out, people?
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this when we return. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back
God
after
no.
these words.
Oh, shit. The thing.
Fucking Billy. Where's Danny?
Loud, fat, rude, crude, and tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Tequila!
Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah. All right, so, by the way, 129 days and 21 hours until me and Danny report for duty at the one and only Expo 2018. That's right, the ED Expo live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, baby, at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. It is going to be splendid. August 19th to the 22nd, brought to you by the one and only Religious Tequila. Religious Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. That's Religion Tequila. For more information, go to ReligionTequila.com. For more information on the Expo, do me a favor. Go to TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. Yes, be so kind as to do that for me, and I will love you long time. Yes, I will love you long time. Yay!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Sad news for a very pregnant Khloe Kardashian as video surfaced of her basketball player baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, snuggling up on two women. Thompson was in Washington, D.C. for a game the next day, which he was clearly ready for, having what likely became two come-from-behind victories. With eight top 40 hits back in the 1970s, the rock and roll world marks the passing of music icon Yvonne Staples. Yvonne's family opted for burial after multiple failed attempts to roll her into the crematorium. Because who at some time hasn't had to deal with jam staples? Am I right? Disgraced former Subway TV pitchman Jared Fogle has had his appeal for release rejected after naming President Trump in his most recent filing. Fogle is currently serving a 15-year sentence for underage sex crimes. Or life, depending on who has it out for him in the yard. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Don't wanna be a player.
I don't wanna be playing no
more.
I'm not a player, I'll just crush a lot.
How dare you?
Why?
Fucking with my song.
Get over it.
And you know, I'm still not a player.
I'm still a hater.
Elevator to the top high. See you later. I'm going.
It's
me.
It's a big pun.
Oh.
R.I.P. to the P.U.N. He's dead.
See, fat guy died.
All right. Speaking of rap, anybody watching this thing on USA?
I can't hear you. Hold on. What, the Tupac beat?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
It's actually pretty good, yeah. I'm not a fan of this stuff, but, you know, the music.
You're not
story.
A fan of rap music?
Right. I'm
shocked.
I've never was, never probably ever will be. But
I'm shocked.
The story's good. I like what they're doing
with
it.
When you actually know the story, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up thing that where the one dude, I know the one dude thinks it was a cover up.
Right.
By the LAPD.
the way they seem to be portraying it, what I've seen up to so far.
Yeah.
That's where the later investigation also seems to be going.
Yes.
But I don't know for sure because I didn't get that far yet, and I don't think they put it all out.
No. But there was an episode last night, though, right? Or something?
Right, which I haven't seen yet. But the story, like, the way the two Biggie and Tupac interacted,
mm-hmm.
and, like, how this one put something in somebody's head, this one put something in the other head. And these guys went from being, like, good friends to, like...
bitter enemies.
Where it portrayed as they hated each other, and it was... He's responsible for this, and this one's responsible for that.
Well, that was the East Coast-West Coast rap feud. That's right. Where it really
and
fucking started.
And that is true, yeah.
It's interesting the way they tell it, and they make it run through. I don't mind.
I enjoy the blacks and their rap music.
See, that's
I
not
enjoy
what
it.
I'm saying. I'm
My name's William, and I'm here to tell you there's a couple of good blacks out there. My name's William. I'm from the Ham Radio Show, and let me tell you,
there are
good blacks. And these two young whippersnappers were fine people, and they shouldn't have been murdered.
What I was getting from
herpes?
Earlier episodes was like Tupac was like he knew what he had.
Yeah,
he was running with it,
mm-hmm.
and he also knew like, okay, this is what I have here, but what else can I get into and expand upon? And he had such a big plan for himself, you know, with everything, and he.
Well, he was more of he was a thought-provoking rapper.
Correct.
And then when he went to Death Row to kind of retaliate against the Bad Boy.
Right.
The Puffy and Biggie-led
project.
Which
when you watch the story, you'll see how that all comes out and everything. And it's just like, he had such, like, this major
plan. Well, Suge Knight was
go. And Suge Knight, the way
I'm not afraid of Suge Knight because I'm in a studio in New York,
right.
And he's in fucking L.A. County. But let me tell you right now, Suge Knight, a fucking asshole.
Right, that's how they kind of give it, you get that impression.
He had that gangland mentality. If you watch that other movie, if you watch the Straight Outta Compton.
Right.
And you learn that that there's a lot of stories. There were stories that he supposedly gave... Eazy-E AIDS.
Right. He had him
HIV or whatever Eazy died from. I think it was HIV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, or did he have AIDS?
He ended
did
up,
he get
I think,
AIDS?
Full-blown AIDS at the end.
Because if you watched that movie, by the way, for anyone playing at home, and Joe has no clue who the fuck I'm talking about. Suge Knight was a member of the Bloods.
He was also
a high-ranking member of the Bloods.
He was a professional football player as well. He played like one season with the Raiders or something.
Yeah.
And then he went into this whole production thing and created this gang type thing. And
well, he took gangster rap to a different level, where gangster rap invented by, of course, N.W.A., Negroes with some attitude. The N.W.A. Created that. They created gangster rap.
Not white America.
And then when you go further down the pike, you get like in the later incarnations of where gangster rap was taken to.
Right.
The Death Row label was then, you know, big, was Suge Knight and Dr. Dre. And that.
Then Dre left that.
Yeah, because of
the
Suge Knight.
Going on.
Fucking Suge Knight killed the fucking guy. What was that? A couple of years ago now?
Where he ran him over with a truck. He didn't know he did it or something?
Yeah. I couldn't see over my gun.
It was just a thump. I just
drove the car.
I thought it was a pothole.
By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show. We just started talking. We didn't really even... It's the Ham Radio Show right here on hamradioshow.com, 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Also... I'm trying to catch up on everything. I just caught up on the latest episode of the Chris Gethard Show, which, by the way, outstanding. Chris Gethard.
I never heard of him.
The gentleman, I have a picture of me and him. Chris is a comic, a stand-up, and a actor who has a show on True TV.
Oh.
It's live every Tuesday. I don't get to watch it because I'm sleeping because I have to be at work. But I tape it, I DVR it, and I think he's doing a lot of, I've said it before, I'm trying to get him on this show, because he does a lot of inventive stuff.
He's funny.
Well, it's a funny show, it's also, it's produced by Will Ferrell,
I've
heard of him.
Yes. I wish that it was 5 days a week. It's only on one day a week.
Right.
But they do a lot of, they're inventive because they're not doing the norm. And that always strikes a chord with me. That's why, like,
Originality goes far.
Yeah, I believe the Ham Radio Show works because we're not the normal type of radio program.
That's for sure.
We do everything. Where others, you know, other shows.
We don't entertain anybody.
Well, we try.
Yeah, we try.
And that's important. Yeah. Can I get a gold star, please?
We get an A for effort.
No, but what I'm trying to.
A minus.
Both of you, shut up. I'm trying to make a point.
There he goes, wanting the hats again.
The difference is when you do something different, it strikes a nerve in me because that means I'm going to get entertained in a different way. As opposed to the cookie cutter mentality of let's do everything one way and it's da 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 commercial.
Mm-hmm.
This show is crazy and goes like. Oh, we have to go to commercial?
Commercial, yeah.
Okay. And then they come back and then they go backwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's insanity. It's an outstanding show. It's the Chris Gethard Show. You can check it out. It's every Tuesday on True TV. No, they're not paying us. No one does.
What time? Do you know what time?
I believe it's either at 10 or 11.
Or in the morning.
No, at night. It's a late night. It's a late night show. But it's live.
Okay.
That's the key factor too.
That's great. I love live.
It's live. It's without a net. True TV allows minimum cursing on the show, which is good.
By the way, look.
If you don't think like I'm telling you, I don't want to sit here and blow Chris Gethard, but I will for a whole segment if you want.
Whoa,
my point being,
nice to have a live show that's funny.
If you don't think it's new and inventive. Go on YouTube and just type in Chris Gethard Show, Chris Gethard Show Dumpster Show. They literally did a full hour show where all the show was, guess what's in the dumpster?
Okay.
That's it. Guess what's in, that's all it was. Callers got the call in. Guess what's in the, they take live calls. The show is still the same. Guess what's in the dumpster? Guess what's in the dumpster? If you want me to ruin it, I'll ruin what was in the dumpster. But guess what? It's a full-size...
A naked picture of you.
No, it's the dumpster was too small.
That's like
full-size dumpster.
Funny,
full-size dumpster. The whole 9 yards. But literally, that's all the show was. An hour long of what's in the dumpster. And it was entertaining because people had theories.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to figure out what was in the dumpster. Like, oh, wait a minute, you gave us a clue. That might have been a clue there. Blah, blah, blah. People would call in and go, I think it's this. I think it's that. Do you want me to tell you what it was? Because it's a really good ending.
What was it?
Betty White dressed as a clown.
No, I wish. That would have been a better ending.
That would have been funny, yeah.
Actor Paul Giamatti was in the fucking dumpster.
Okay. Oh,
that was what was in the dumpster. And they got the figure. Like, that's the thing about his show.
Big name actors.
Big name actors show up. They have this thing when... And by the way, it started on public access. That was the thing. It was not on regular... it went from public access to... There was a channel. I don't know if it still exists. There was a channel called Fusion. Which was out there. It's the F. You know what you're talking about.
I remember that
there
one.
Was a channel called Fusion, and when they were on Fusion, that's kind of like the incarnation of what is on now. At one point, P. Diddy, going back to the fucking rap thing we were just talking about, they had a whole thing where, because he was like the biggest guest they ever had on, they built a special door for him to enter. It's called the Diddy door. And Diddy comes through only that door. He's the only one allowed to come through that fucking door.
What was his name before P. Diddy? I forgot.
His real name is Sean, Sean Combs.
Yeah, but he was
Sean P. Diddy Combs, Sean's Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy, that was
Puff or
Daddy.
Just Diddy at one point.
Yeah.
And then joking around, he wanted to name himself Brother Love. Okay. He wanted to change his name again, and then he realized he was getting flack because then the WWF people were like, that's a WWF guy. What the fuck are you doing, Diddy? Shut the fuck up. You're stupid. And they went at it. But,
these guys patent these names. They're trademarks.
They would have sold them the name.
Oh, they totally would have sold them the name.
Yeah. I think so.
They don't like the guy that portrays Brother Love. Why the fuck? Even though now Pritchard's on the network.
He seems to work for them.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. Not again. Only in the fucking podcast way, not in the other way. It's just
Hey, you guys are wrestling fans. What was that controversy about Ronda Rousey? I saw it on the on
what
the
controversy?
Which
about
one?
I don't know. There was one about.
There was one about Conor McGregor. Is that who you're thinking? Conor McGregor, who fucking assaulted people.
No, yeah, he threw a
dolly. No, he threw a dolly at a tour bus that was leaving the Barclays Center.
What was that all about? I mean, why did he do it?
There was a scuffle between him and I have it in my notes. Between him and not him. Somebody, the
one
guy,
of his friends, the
one
other
of his
guy
friends,
who was arraigned with him,
and I don't have the I have the notes somewhere. Two fight camps got into an argument at a hotel in fucking Manhattan. Somewhere.
You think that's hype, or you think it's really
that
real?
Was
no? My personal belief is that they knew Conor McGregor was coming to the Barclays Center,
right? Yeah.
Because he jumped in a private jet with fucking 20 fucking Irishmen, flew down. Somebody knew he was en route. In the day we live in, like we were just talking about Facebook and Twitter and all that, you cannot tell me he didn't post something or somebody didn't post something or somebody didn't say, holy fuck, Conor McGregor's on his way to Brooklyn.
I'm coming, you
come
fuckers.
Come on now. Bullshit.
You know, anything.
But anywho, I don't think that Dana White said, hey, go throw a fucking dolly in a bus.
You think it went too far?
But I think they told him, make a stir, and Conor McGregor being the hothead, or as Debbie said in the Facebook live stream, the angry Irishman, when Conor McGregor is told something, he doesn't look at the big picture. He only looks at, like, oh, cause a stir. Okay. So I'm gonna fucking throw a giant steel dolly at a window, not thinking that there was somebody sitting behind that window.
Yeah,
that literally got glass in their face, and three different fighters were pulled from the UFC
card.
The card, UFC 223.
Wasn't one of the guys that
live
was
from
pulled,
the Barclays Center?
Wasn't one of the guys pulled? One of the guys that was an emergency fill-in.
Yes,
just took it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, I think there was a little something going on because there's cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, there's a camera on the bus. There's this. There's that. It was.
And a lot of people are questioning why they let him in because he's fucking Conor McGregor. That's why you let him in. No one thought he was going to do something.
There's too many
and
cameras.
And if they did, you know.
Angled just right to catch things and then it's too WWE-ish.
That's why it came off.
And with WrestleMania this past weekend, you know, that's the biggest thing for the WWE.
My whole thing is that because it was the WrestleMania, but everybody was talking about the UFC anyway.
Right.
Ronda Rousey came from the UFC. So automatically you have the UFC right there. Then on top of that, Brock Lesnar, who was in the main event at WrestleMania.
And it was
UFC.
Quote-unquote leaked. He was going back earlier that
week.
Not
even quote-unquote. Dana White said he's coming back.
Uh-huh.
And then we found out after WrestleMania, he re-signed with the WWE, and he's now still signed with the UFC. So he is technically going back. That wasn't fucked up. And then, of course, Conor McGregor. So
just
the whole weekend was UFC.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of press out of it, that's for sure.
They got tons of press. And I bet you, if we look up their buy rates for the pay-per-view, it was probably through the fucking roof because no one knew the pay-per-view was happening until Conor did what he did.
Well, actually, I knew there was going to be a pay-per-view. I just didn't know who was in it.
You probably were one of the only motherfuckers that did, though.
No, I just happened to flip through the channel one night, and they were talking about how it was coming.
Conor McGregor, by the way, this is being reported by TMZ. Conor McGregor will almost certainly cop a plea in his malicious mischief case, and the deal may include a felony. Law enforcement sources connected with the case tell TMZ that McGregor has been charged with felony criminal mischief in addition to three counts of misdemeanor assault and attempted assault. Okay? Conor did $8,000 worth of damage to the tour bus.
That's a pick of the shells of those guys.
Exactly. When he threw the dolly at the vehicle, shattering the window and injuring three passengers. Law enforcement sources told TMZ, as of now, there's a good chance the deal offered will be felony criminal mischief. In other words, prosecutors will make
a felony.
Prosecutors will make the offer, and Conor will have two choices: accept it or go to trial.
Right.
Okay. The source in the Conor camp and familiar with the case, says that the UFC fighters team is well aware. Going to trial, by the way, a.k.a. too risky. Ooh, okay? A conviction is almost certain if he goes to trial.
Well,
so he doesn't want to go to trial because then he's all fucked.
You would think. But, I mean, I've seen people go to trial for something and they, well, got off on those charges that they should have been hit with.
Well, if Conor pleads no contest or guilty to felony criminal mischief, he could go back to court after 1 year and ask the judge to reduce the conviction to a misdemeanor, assuming he keeps his nose clean. If he doesn't, he's fucked.
I.e., go back home and don't come here for a year and stay out of the paper.
Yeah, the biggest problem is that Conor could get in the crosshairs of immigration officials who want to deport his ass anyway. So,
well, he spends his time over there anyhow.
So. Yeah, dude.
You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that.
Right. Well, you just threw it at yourself, Ezra. Yeah, I'll throw it at Joe.
No, don't throw it at Joe.
I threw it at Joe.
We threw it at me.
I threw it at Joe.
Joe's innocent.
Joe is never innocent. Have you seen Joe?
Yeah. He's innocent.
You have seen him. Mm-hmm. He's a creepy fucking.
Littering my studio.
No, I'm not littering.
You're a litter bug.
I'm not a litter bug.
Just a bug.
Joe? I'm just a bug. I'm not a litter bug.
It was nothing like that, penis breath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like that penis breath, okay?
Yes.
Why don't you calm it down? I missed the other thing. I still have to watch fully the Andre the Giant thing.
What was that all
can't
about?
Can't watch that either.
You can't? Or
no,
you,
okay, well, I don't have that channel.
Can someone get Billy a fucking tape? His landlord's a cunt.
No.
And took away his fucking ability to watch shit.
No, I know I have a way of getting it, so it's all right.
All I've learned from the documentary so far is that Andre the Giant, number one,
tall.
Had a giant dick.
Oh, he was a giant.
Because he had a size 32 shoe. Yeah. So you do the math.
I'm telling you.
If he fucked Alice Little from the Bunny Ranch, she'd be split in half.
Oh, my God.
All right?
I wonder if he had trouble getting laid because he was so big.
He had a kid, though.
Oh, so
right. He did have
he
a
had
daughter.
A kid, so somebody fucked him.
There's always somebody there that can do it.
And right? Ric Flair is giddy telling the story about his giant dick because he goes, yeah, size 32. Woo! Figure it out. That and he
supposedly 20 pounds.
And supposedly he had the ability. Now you think my farts are bad? Imagine Andre the Giant's farts, the ripple effect.
Wow!
Because supposedly
he used to do that in the ring on people just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, when he farted, it supposedly would reverberate through his butt cheeks were so big. They'd shake for a full minute after the fart came out. So not only do you have to deal with the funk of what this man eats, but the sound.
And the fact that it's going to take like a minute for it to come out. All that.
I wonder if there's a recording somewhere of his fart.
Wait, let's see. Alexa, fart. There it is.
Oh,
thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, well, that wasn't an Andre the Giant fart.
No. By the way, also Mean Gene Okerlund, the Hall of Famer.
Technology.
Technology. Yeah. Mean Gene Okerlund tells TMZ, by the way, we'll tell TMZ Sports. I want to make sure it's right.
Sure it is.
That people would try to match the drinking ability, by the way, of Andre the Giant, which is legendary.
You can't.
You can't. There's no way in the hell. I mean, the guy was so huge that people had the ability to shove hard-boiled eggs through his rings. That's how big his hands were. People.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs. Like, take a ring off.
Wow.
And then shove the hard-boiled egg through the ring, and it fit.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay? So imagine what his liver, his insides, the ability, the tank that he would fill up with booze was legendary.
And all the pain he was in towards the end there, I'm sure it was kind of necessary.
Yeah, Andre the Giant, by the way, was a serious fine dining nut. I'm learning this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for delicacies like animal hearts, kidneys, and tongues. Mean Gene Okerlund told TMZ Sports the Giant was one of the most honest human beings he's ever met.
Everybody says that about him, that he was a really nice guy. You know, even Hulk Hogan said he was he says he let him win.
Well, that was the big discussion. They had this fight on Morning Men this morning, Sirius XM, channel 82, Mad Dog Sports Radio.
Okay.
They had this discussion, and they didn't understand it, I think. Babchick and Evan Cohen didn't understand it, and I was trying to explain to them. I'm like, in wrestling, yes, there has to be a plot. Supposedly, Hogan doesn't know the finish of WrestleMania 3.
Oh, okay.
That was they had the yellow legal pad. It's in the documentary, and he writes out the whole thing, and the finish is not there. But if Andre wanted to go into business for himself, a la like Brock Lesnar supposedly has multiple times, mm-hmm. who the fuck is going to stop him?
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly. So, and there's a part, and I tried to explain this too. If you rewatch the WrestleMania 3 fight, the match mm-hmm. itself, when Hogan tries to lift Andre the first time, Andre puts all his weight into it. Hogan falls. The ref makes a three count, but they don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
He goes down, and there's a one, there's a two, and there's a three.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it was a two and a half. No, he counts fucking three because it was Andre telling Hogan at any time, I got this.
Yep.
Do you understand? Like, I am the fucking man, boss. Which, by the way, you had to address Andre as. You had to say, hey, boss, because that's what he, you know, that's what he wanted.
That's what Hogan said. He says nobody could beat Andre if he didn't want him to.
No.
He was just too powerful, too big.
Dude, legendary. He got into a traffic altercation with somebody. He's driving a car. They're driving a car. Somebody cut him off. He got out of the car, flipped their fucking car, got back in his car, and drove the fuck off.
Yeah. He was a tremendous guy.
Yes. He's just a monster of a man.
Yeah. But he also,
a gentle giant.
He would spend the time to teach these guys, the up-and-comers, like if they were too like cavalier or whatever.
Yeah.
He would fuck with them and get them to like...
He'd get them in line.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't listen to boss, you got your ass beat.
And if you were too timid or something, he would also fuck with them and get them to be aggressive and come out. So like he knew the business, he understood the business, and he would teach people along the way.
By the way, Ric Flair, who was also marveling at the size of Andre's dick, also said that Andre consumed over 100 beers in one sitting. That 100 beers.
Yeah. A couple of bottles.
100.
100 beers in a
That's
sitting.
That's another thing, always, is he never got drunk.
No, because he's so huge.
Yeah.
It would take so much for him to get drunk. That's why.
Imagine him drunk and trying to carry his ass home.
Yeah, but imagine also fucking trying to, when he was actually in pain when he had the knee surgery.
Yeah.
How difficult that was for him. Because think about it. For him to honestly feel pain, it had to be a shitload of pain. Like,
imagine how much
they had to give him to take
away the pain.
They had to shoot aspirin into him with an elephant gun. How the fuck do you get, like, Andre, we're going to give you a local.
All right, here's a drip.
Yeah.
No, that's not a drip. We just turned the faucet on. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just a giant PVC pipe with a fucking needle in it, and they just push it in. How do you at all? Dude, when I was in the car accident with the Q1043 van, the Durango, I literally felt bad for them to put me on the stretcher. I said, I'll get on myself.
And they were happy
about it. So I can only imagine. Imagine having to carry Andre the Giant. Andre the fucking Giant. 7'4", 550 pounds of man carrying him places. When he got the knee surgery, he couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when he was on his fucking last licks in life, he used to come out and he had the canes. Remember the two canes? That was just to hold him the fuck up.
Yeah,
he couldn't fucking move. And a lot of people were talking about how like they depict in this documentary. By the way, on HBO, you can check it out. Go to HBOOnDemand.com, and you can check it out. That Vince should never have put him in the ring for WrestleMania 3. That's how it comes off in the documentary.
He was too gone.
He was too fucked up.
But I guess
he had a disease. He knew he was dying.
That's why he didn't play football, because he got drafted by the Washington Redskins or something. But his heart, the heart condition.
Imagine him on the fucking line.
I was just going to say that. Like, hitting a brick wall.
Well, I think
Andre
that's what
smash.
They were aiming for.
All he had to do was hold out his arms.
The guy but that would have been a very short-lived career, though, because back then you could get away with clipping and other things like that. So they would have went right for the legs.
Clipping? He would have literally taken somebody's head off.
No, but them going in.
No, but do you imagine him clipping?
getting clipped.
No,
him getting clipped when him getting out his knees.
I thought you meant like him actually like clipping, because he would literally clip him in the legs and their heads would just fucking smash the floor and fly off. Well, it's been a good show. It wasn't bad. Remember, by the way, free speech is never silent.
No, it's not.
So always speak the fuck up. And by the way, thanks for Alice Little being on the show.
Yeah, why not?
Go to bunnyranch.com and, you know, fight for the cause. Go there, tell her, you know, that you heard her on the Ham Radio Show. And also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken.
I don't do.
Well, make sure that chicken is involved in legalized prostitution. Because if you fuck a dirty chicken, that's what happens, asshole.
That's right.
Salmonella.
Until then, I say AMF, my friends. Which Andre the Giant would look at him and say, adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.